And I thought about the richness of allowing people who sometimes are outside our comfort zone to influence our life. There are other ways of seeing life than through our own simple way of viewing the world.
That's true. Welcome to Intentional Living. Today I'm Dr. Randy Carlson as we finish up a three-day series on five men who influenced my life. And I share these lives of these five men to illustrate that each of us should be able to reflect on the people who have influenced us the most and made a difference in our life. And in turn, who are we influencing? And so I go to the fifth on the list today, and we're going to wrap it up. So come and join us here at Intentional Living.
From the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, welcome to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. He's a counselor and coach, and your advocate for the family. Today is the final day of Dr. Randy's three-part teaching series entitled, The Five Men Who Influenced My Life. Now, you've had a couple of days to think about those people that have influenced you, or those you have influenced. Who are they? Call our toll-free story line at 1-888-1717. Now, to help you be intentional for your faith, here's Randy.
All right. Thank you much, Kurt. And we are wrapping up this three-day series on influence. And by the way, when we think of influence, you know, we all influence each other. You're influencing people by your very presence, and people have influenced you. The question is, do we have the right people influencing us? Today, I want to share the fifth on the list of the five men that most influenced my life and then talk about what drew all these men together in my mind. What was the kind of the unifying principle of it all? So we're going to get to the teaching here in just a moment. And as Kurt mentioned, we'd love to hear your story as well at 888-1717. We get to the teaching here, but first, here's some of our staff sharing who has influenced them.
One of the people who most influenced me in my life was my Grandma Fitz. She was the most unselfish person I had ever met.
One of the people who influenced me the most was my best friend Nancy when I was living in Oregon, because she was pretty much the only friend I had for about a year. So I was like 12 years old. She really influenced me a lot.
We went to a particular church one day, and as soon as we walked in, they saw us, him and his wife, and walked over to us. And before we knew it, we were family. They took the extra step of not just saying hi and welcome to the church, but embracing us and welcoming us. And they showed us what it meant to fellowship with other Christians, how important it was to surround yourself with people who can actually influence you and the way you live and the way you think. And that was 15 years ago, and to this day, we're still best friends. So my friend and his wife, who accepted me and my wife on that first day, they've been a huge influence to us.
Talking about five men influenced my life. Got my father, who was my encourager. Warren Bolthouse, a man of faith. Mel Johnson, a man of action. Dr. Kevin Lehman. He taught me the power of connecting with people. And there's a fifth man that influenced my life. And there's many others, but these five came to mind, is Bob Schwartz. Some of you knew Bob. Bob was our attorney from the very beginning here at the ministry. Bob and Warren Bolthouse, attorney and visionary. Two extremes. I mean, these two guys are like just completely different ways of looking at the world. Warren's was, let's go, let's get it done, let's have faith, take the risk, let's go. Bob would say, wait a minute, time out, we got to talk about this. What does the law say? How do we do this? But God brought those two men together in the early days of Family Life Radio to be a team. And Bob's influence in my life was significant. I'll tell you what he taught me. He taught me the power of doing things right. Bob taught me the power of doing things right. And I miss Bob. I told Temple, his wife, I miss being able to pick up the phone. Bob was always one I could pick up the phone and call him and say, hey, Bob, what do you think about this? And I knew I'd get the Bob perspective on things. I miss that. See. The interesting thing is I think about these five men that influenced my life. There's seasons in our life. They come, they go. Sometimes you have a person influences your life for a period of time, and then somebody else influences your life for a period of time. Just a couple of statements, and I'm going to wrap this up. Number one statement is, each of these men was uniquely different than the other four. You know, as I thought about these personalities of these five men, they were just like polar opposites. Bob Schwartz and Kevin Lehman. Okay? I mean, just two totally different personalities, two totally different ways of, you know, daily living your life and how you view things in life. Just total different people. And yet both of those men influenced my life. And I thought about the richness of allowing people who sometimes are outside our comfort zone to influence our life. There are other ways of seeing life than through our own simple way of viewing the world. To allow the people to come into your life who have different perspectives and different ways of relating to the world and different world experiences make a difference. But then I thought, well, okay, this is all good. This is all interesting stuff for me. I mean, this is kind of therapeutic. It was my own little self-analysis as I'm going through this. But what's the point when it comes to an intentional living message? Here's the point. Each of these five men that I allowed into my life had a thread that bound them all together. And here's the message I want to share with you. Make sure that the people you allow into your life have a thread that pulls them all together around the values that are important to you. And I thought about five things that really was the thread that bound these five men together. Each of them loved God. Each of them loved God. Each of them had a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Each of them shared the same values that I do. They may be at different levels of experience. They have different denominations. You know, that they may have a different view of some things when it comes to theology, but each of these men love God, and I could sit comfortably with them and talk about God things and share the same values. Don't allow people into your life to influence you who don't share your values about God. Right? Mm-hmm. Number two, each love their families. After I wrote these five names down, I thought each of these men love their families. They had strong families. They had shared values, long-term marriages. These were men who had really invested into what I believe to be important, making families work. So they supported my values in that area. Number three, each had a desire to serve others. These were five men who were all other-focused. My dad was, I've told the story many times about as a teenager, we sold everything that we owned, everything. I mean, all the house, the three cars, everything. Because my dad felt led that we were going to go and help underprivileged children. Service. Warren Bolthouse. Donna growing up in a pastor's home, they had nothing. I mean, they had nothing when they started family life. There were people bringing food to their door. There were days, Donna, you can remember when people brought bags of groceries to your door so you could have food on the table so they could serve other people. Kevin Lehman is concerned about helping parents, reaching out with his creativity. Mel Johnson, Bob Schwartz, was always involved in service and how he could help people. Number four, each of these men was willing to share their life with me. Each of them were willing to invest in my life, speak into my life. Any of these five men I felt comfortable sitting with and asking them a question of great value, of significance. What do you think about this? I would talk to Kevin about ideas and feedback on people and on ministry. I'd talk to my dad about his view of what does he think, knowing he's my dad and he knows me, what does he think? Talk to Warren about faith, and Warren was always one, let's go. And Mal, all of these men would be willing to share their lives. And then number five, each of them encouraged me in a different way. I mean, they weren't all the same encouragement. One was faith, and one was connecting with people, and one was action, and one was doing things right, but each of these five men spoke into my life in some way.
And that question, of course, is who has spoken into your life? We're going to continue on. I'm back in the studio live, by the way. We're going to continue on with the teaching on this last day of a three-day series on the five men who influenced my life as we pull it all together here in just a few minutes. You know, as a grandparent, I recognize the impact and the influence I'm making on my grandkids as they're growing up. And you do too if you're a grandparent. In fact, here's a grandparent who's greatly influenced their grandchildren. Take a listen.
Hi. Hi, my name is Tracy, and I just wanted to tell you about my intentional living. I have a 3-year-old grandson who has been living with me for about a month and a half now due to his parents being involved with drugs. I am a 49-year-old grandmother of 8, and I am also 100% disabled due to neck and shoulder injury. Since I've been given a chance to really be in a child's life again, my grandson's life, we intentionally pray every night the Lord's Prayer, and I tell him that he is a blessing and that he is so blessed. And I had been praying for so long, Father, please bring me a man into my life if it is your will, I said. And God does things in the strangest way, and he gave me my grandson to live with me. I'm unsure as to how long he will be with me, but each and every day that I have him, I learn something new, and I pray that he loves something new and that I can be a godly example to him. I thank you for everything that you guys do, intentional living. I love it. Thank you.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Have you visited Dr. Randy's blog lately? One of his latest ones, like the people that have influenced your life, deals with the matter of your faith. It's entitled, Are You Deceiving Yourself? Now, that may seem like a tough question, but if you want to discover God's truth for yourself about who you are and what you've been called to do, you don't want to be deceiving yourself. So check out Dr. Randy's blog at theintentionallife.com/blog. Coming up, Dr. Randy's got more about those who have influenced your life. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
Have you put your plans into God's hands?
This is the Intentional Living Minute. Your host is Rod Robinson, your Intentional Stewardship Coach.
A New Jersey dentist named Charles Welch believed God was calling him to the mission field. He made plans to leave with his family for Africa, but just before the time of departure, his wife was found to have a disabling illness that made it impossible for her to move. Welch was devastated. His father, though, had developed a way to pasteurize Concord grape juice for use in church communion services. Welch started selling the juice as a means to raise money for missions. The business took off, and soon the would-be missionary, founder of the Welch Grape Juice Company, was able to do more for missions than he ever could have done had he gone to Africa. Maybe the plan you formulated has become impossible. It's not. God is redirecting you to something better, a way to bless others that you haven't even imagined. For Intentional Living, I'm Rod Robinson.
Visit us at theintentionallife.com.
Did I discover my purpose and live it? Did I love people and use things? Did I leave any unfinished business behind? If any of those questions leave you with questions, I've got some great news for you. When you become a monthly member of Intentional Living right now, you'll receive Dr. Randy's Finishing Strong DVD, which will help you answer those questions and more. Join today and you'll also receive the Suitable for Framing Finishing Strong watercolor print. And every month you'll receive Dr. Randy's coaching. So go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. Or call during West Coast business hours, 1-888-888-1717 and press number 4. Thanks.
Hi, Dr. Randy. My name is Joshua. I'm calling to share about someone who was intentional in my life. His name was Dave, and he was a mentor to me eventually. At the time he came into my life, I was immature. I was out of college, had basically flunked out of college, and was living back with my parents and was the epitome of irresponsibility and immaturity. My life was going nowhere, and I didn't have a solid foundation with the Lord. Dave began to pour into my life and to take me under his wing and to show me what it was to be a family man, to be responsible, to love your wife, to love your children, to serve the Lord. He would come by my house, he would take me to church, and he showed me what purity was all about. I had been trapped in pornography and lust for half of my life, and he discipled me and mentored me and showed me what it was to live in purity. And today I'm a married man of 6 years and have been pure for several years now. And I owe my relationship with the Lord and whatever righteousness of God that exists in my life to him and his discipleship and his intentionality toward me from the beginning. Thank you very much for your show, and God bless you.
Well, thank you, Joshua. That's what it's all about. We pour into each other's life. We're talking about discipleship, really, right? Coming alongside of another person, loving on them, caring for them, holding them accountable. And that's part of this process. And I guess we're asking the question during this three-day series, you know, who's influenced you? Joshua has a man that made a difference in his life. Are you making a difference? That's the goal, you know, to get to a stage where we're building in someone else's life. We all need people to draw us up, and then we need to give it back into the lives of others. I'm going to go into the next part of the teaching, the final segment of this three-day teaching on the five men that influenced my life, and really challenge you to think about who is it that's influenced your life. Have you ever thanked them for influencing your life and the difference they've made in your life? That's what we're going to be sharing with you. Now to the final segment on five men that influenced my life. So here's the question as we wrap this up this month. I'm saying this to every one of us on staff. I say this to each of us who are supporting this ministry as intentional givers. Who are the five people that influenced your life? You want to have an exercise for the next few days? Sit down and just write out the names of all the people that over the years, living or dead, involved today or not, but who are the people that helped shape who you are today? And in what way did they shape you? And in what way have they shaped you? What are the four or five ideas that have shaped your life? You can call them values, you can call them beliefs, but what were the ideas that shaped your life? Wow, that's a really profound process to look deep inside ourselves. Ideas and people, the influences in our life. And then, here's even a more profound question for those of us whose hair is starting to turn a little gray, or a lot gray, even those of you who color your hair as your hair is turning gray. Who are you influencing today? You know what scares me to death? Is when I hear someone calling on the radio or someone leave a Facebook message and they say, "You changed my life." Whoa. Awesome responsibility for those of us on the air. Because there are people who listen who are just needing somebody to influence them. You may not feel like an influencer, right? You think, well, I'm just a dad, or I'm just a mom, just an ordinary person. But people are influenced by us. We are in a ministry of influence. We're influence peddlers. That's what we're doing. We're trying to influence people to see that Jesus Christ can change their life, right? Isn't that why we do this?
Yes.
I mean, we're not just trying to give out facts. We want to influence people to do something different with their life. We want them to be faithful in their marriage and raise their kids and be intentional with their finances and figure out what pleases Christ and do it. And we're constantly trying to influence the world. And I think one of the reasons I get so frustrated with what I hear on the secular media today is for every one pebble we throw out there of influence in a positive direction, the secular media is throwing out giant boulders of discouragement. And the ripple effect, the influence that's in the lives of young people today who are listening to the junk on the radio and on television and on the internet and other things that are influencing them. Ladies and gentlemen, there's no surprise that our kids are more influenced by Lady Gaga today than they are Jesus Christ. And that is a scary, scary thought. We're influence peddlers, right? We're peddling in a very healthy way the gospel. We are sharing the gospel. We're helping influence people. So not only think about the five people that have influenced your life, but who are five people you're influencing today? And how can you influence them in a healthy way? Man, that's a powerful message, isn't it? It's a reminder to me that influence is something that just occurs by virtue of interacting with other people. Father, we love you. Thank you for this opportunity to be communicators of the gospel. I think of those who are listening to this on CD somewhere around the country.
They may be thinking, well, I don't have access to radio or television or internet. I'm just a mom. Moms making difference with their kids, influencing their families. Lord, encourage that mom today. Encourage that dad, that pastor, that business person to realize that they're influencing people today, and that we in a very healthy way can be influencing people for you today. Thank you for these five men that I mentioned. Some are with you now. Thank you for the influence they each had in my life. And I pray, Lord, that I will be a man of influence in a positive way in the lives of those that I interact with in the years that you allow me to continue to be here. Thank you for the privilege of serving you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Well, I'm back in the studio live, and this wraps up the 3 days on the series of the five men that influenced my life. But, you know, when we think about this thing of living intentionally in Christ, I can't think of anything more important than getting to a place where we are people of influence, making an intentional decision to be influential in the lives of our children. I mean, they're watching, they're paying attention. I mean, you're going to influence them, like it or not. It's not a matter of I'm not going to influence them. You do, just by virtue of being in their lives. The question will be, what kind of influence do you make and do you have? And that's true in the relationship with your spouse. That's true in your relationship with your siblings and your neighborhood. It's a decision that we make. We influence people. The question is, what kind of influence are we having on other people's lives? Now, as I've shared these stories with you, I would ask you to think about the men and women who've influenced your life. Who are they? What difference did they make? What's sort of the unifying principle that pulls all of those influencers together in your life? And in turn, what did you learn from them? Maybe like me, you'll find that each of the people that have influenced you in a different way. And we all need different kinds of influence in our life. I'd love to hear and tell us a story of the men and women that influenced your life. You can share it with us at 888-888-1717, or you can go online to theintentionallife.com.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ.
Hi, my name is Stephanie, and how I'm living intentionally is by praying more and reading my Bible every day and trying to have an actual personal relationship with Christ. I never knew that you had to have those things. I was always just thought that the cross that I wore and the pictures that I hung on my wall, and that's just because I was a nice person, that I was living for Christ. And I began to realize that it's more than that. And I got saved last year. So each day I read my Bible and I actually try to get to know the Savior that saved me.
Close to your side, so heaven is real and death is a lie. I wanna hear voices of angels above singing as one.
You know, I'm very blessed. I just have a whole change of heart now. I understand things more. I used to have seizures pretty much every day, or, you know, maybe 5 days out of the week, and he's delivered me from that, besides saving my soul and my life. So I'm just grateful for the Lord, and I'm coming into my life, and intentionally I'm trying to get to know him better. Thank you.
The
thank you. That's very humbling to be able to play a small part in your journey, to know that God ultimately is doing the work in your life. The switch went off spiritually. You see that it's not about ritual. It's not about activities. It's not about things that you do. And frankly, it's not even about being more intentional in your life. It's about His grace, His love for you. And that should turn the switch of intentionality on in our life. And as it did in her life, to choose to be intentional in developing that relationship, that closeness, that intimacy with Christ. And here we are starting a brand new month. Can't believe it. The last month of 2017. And coming up this next week, Family Life Radio is going to be, if you listen on Family Life Radio, a very special week. And so we won't be heard except on some of the stations in the evening during Intentional Living. Of course, we'll be heard across the country on the rest of our network. But I just want to mention to all of our listeners, now that we're in December, how much I appreciate your prayers for us here at the Ministry of Intentional Living, for standing with us with your financial support. I always say that the month of December is the critical month for giving. About 20% or more of the entire annual budget will be met or needs to be met in this month of December because it's a giving month. And so let me just lay my heart out before you as a listener of Intentional Living. I'm asking you today to pray about really helping us finish strong. We are behind where we need to be entering this month. And so we're just praying and we're trusting God that this is going to be an unbelievable month of sharing, of giving, of prayer, and just seeing Him work. And so I just want to ask you to pray about a faithfulness in giving and share with us in this ministry. Whatever God lays on your heart, your best gift will make a big difference. Also, we have a very special gift for those who will share a gift with us. Whatever it is that you're able to give, we want to make sure you get the Finishing Strong print, this beautiful print with these 10 principles that I teach, which we believe are powerful in terms of helping us finish strong. So again, thank you for praying. Thank you for standing with us. Your gift today really matters. Just go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. Click on donate or call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717, and press number 4. And our staff will be there for you. God bless you. Thank you for your support. We'll see you next time.